Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Money. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Quirk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington has Thomas trapped. There's the throw to Quirk and over to Brett, who tags Thomas for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards first. Way then catches it and steps on first to double up Money. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Wilson steals third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Washington moves to third. It's 3-1, Brewers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ken Brett now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. the Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Quirk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez scoops up the ball and tags Quirk for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wathen for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0 for 3 in the game. Wathan hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Chamberlain now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy is walked intentionally. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 4 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Money reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Ogilvy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Brewers. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Chalk pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Manny Castillo pinch runs for Amos Otis. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.